Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
And you are welcome in. You're welcome in this place. I'm lost.
For your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your continued loving kindness, God. God, that you shine and show toward us on a day-to-day basis, Father. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for what you do. You are tuned in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas, along with my lovely wife, none other than Pastor-elect Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you guys on a day-to-day basis is what we do. This is what God has called us to do. He has called us to the ministry of encouragement and the ministry of power, the ministry of aligning you with the will of God for your life. And we thank God for just the opportunity to come in and to speak life, and not just life, but life more abundantly. We realize and understand that the enemy is going to come in on every side. We realize that we are hard pressed, the Bible tells us, In 2 Corinthians, it tells us how we are hard-pressed on every side and that the enemy's desire is to sift us like wheat. But there's a portion to that scripture that made me shout. He said, but the Lord said he prayed for us. He said he prayed for Peter when he was going through what he was going through. He said he prayed for him. And I thank God for God's continual intercession for us. He is continually interceding for us before the Father. And that's why we're still here. It's because we have an advocate in heaven that is actually calling our name before the Lord. And I thank God for Jesus that he sits back and he calls our name before the Lord. And we are just excited. We're just excited about what God is saying and doing in this hour. Amen. Listen, guys, remember that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Those of you all would like to have prayer. Those of you all would like to just come on and just share on with us for a moment, just to share your testimony, because today is Testimony Tuesday. Today is Testimony Tuesday. And we want to let you know that you are triumphant. You are a victor and not a victim. You are a victor and not a victim. Know that you are a victor and not a victim on today, a victor and not a victim. Listen, guys, as always, we want to make sure that we go into effectual, fervent prayer. Before we get started, as always, we want to talk to the Father. Let us go into prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, God, that we are blessed to experience on today. Father, we thank you for the hope that lies within. God, we thank you for joy, peace, wisdom, and power. God, even though where the enemy may come in like a flood, Father, we thank you for building up a standard against them. You have set up roadblocks, God, and you have set up distractions for the enemy as he tries to come up against our life. And we thank you, Father God, God, for being the God of another chance, a God of not just a first and second and a third chance, but God, you are a God of another chance. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us a chance to fix, God, what we messed up, to fix the thing, God, that we have torn down, to fix the thing, God, that we have stumbled in. Father, we thank you for giving us that ability, Father God, God, to come to you, oh God, God, and just ask for forgiveness. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, God, that you forgave us, God, in the midst of our storm and in the midst of our rain and in the midst of all that we go through. We thank you, Father God. Now we pray for those that are under the sound of your great voice on this morning, God, because we understand that you, God, are speaking today. Father, we pray that today, God, that the ears of these, your people, God, God, are homed in into the shifting of the Lord. That we pray, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, God, is acceptable in your sight. God, that the people of God will experience you and not experience us. God, we want to hide behind the cross today. God, that as we begin to minister in this thing that you have given to us, Father, we pray, Lord God, God, that the words that we speak and the songs that we pray, God, and the scriptures that we share today, God, and our testimony that we share today, God, that people are transformed, people are changed, people are given an opportunity and a chance to be pulled in and pulled up and pulled out of all that they go through. Father, we thank you, God, for breaking the floodgates of every situation, oh God. God, and letting your power flow in, letting your grace flow in. God, letting your love and your wisdom and your healing flow in right now. God, we pray for their minds today, God. God, whatever it is, the chaos that's in their minds, God, that's keeping them from comprehending, God, what you're saying on today. God, we dismiss it today. God, we dismiss the noisome pestilence that is speaking in their ears right now. God, give them an ear to hear what the angel of the house is saying, to what the spirit is saying to the church today. God, we thank you, God. God, for moving, God, whatever it is on their hearts, God. God, whatever they may be dealing with in their personal walk, in their marriages, in their homes, in with their children, God, we pray a peace on them now. God, give them a peace that surpasses all understanding, that guides their heart and their minds, Father God, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And as always, guys, we would like to share a passage of scripture with you this morning as well. We want to share a passage of scripture with you this morning as well. And our passage of scripture, we're coming from Psalms 56, Psalms 56 and verse 3. Psalms 56 and verse 3, and it says, when I am afraid, I will trust you. I'm going to read that again. Psalms 56 and 3 says, when I am afraid, I will trust you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Man, that did something to my spirit this morning. That did something to my, that spoke something to me this morning. I don't know who needed to hear that this morning. I don't know who needed to hear that this morning. But when you are afraid, I will trust you. Jesus, that's something, man. I might have to touch on that a little bit today. Listen, we're just excited about what God is doing in this hour and in this time with us. We want to make sure that we also acknowledge all of our great countries that are listening in on today. We're just excited about how God is just adding to us. It seems like monthly we're picking up a new country. And we thank you guys. We thank you guys. Those of you all that are listening in overseas, we want to make sure that you know that you are appreciated. We value you so much. We value you so much. We thank you for your continued support. We thank you for your continued love. We thank you for your continued commitment. We thank you for your continual prayers. We thank you for your continual sharing of our broadcast. We thank you for your continual being right here with us. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you so much. From the bottom of our hearts, we want to say we appreciate you. Amen. And as always, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. And we want to share this. We want to share this. Those of you all that are apostles and those of you all that are missionaries, those of you all that are lay workers in these rural countries, some of these countries are plagued with so many issues and problems when it comes to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in Mexico and in Canada. Some of you guys that are listening to us in Bulgaria and all these other countries, we understand. We understand. And over in Africa, we understand that, you know, the gospel is a thing that is taboo there. You guys can't speak Jesus publicly. And we want you to know that we thank you. Some of you all are listening to us. You guys have huddled around a radio to listen to us, or huddled around an iPhone or an iPad to listen to us, or huddled around your computer to listen to us. And listen, we hear you. We see you. We appreciate you. We're praying for you. Know that all things are working together. Know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Don't fear what's going on. God is your protector. He will set that thing in order. Listen, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Remember that. Remember that. Stay in the face of God. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. All of our apostles and all of our pastors, all of our missionaries, know that your prayers are not going to the ceiling and falling to the floor. God hears your prayers. My God, I don't know who needed to hear that this morning, but I want you to know that God hears your prayers. Your prayers are not falling to the ground. He hears your prayer. And know that because he hears your prayer, that he is working it for your good. He is working that thing. He's working that very area for your good. He's making that thing now make sense for your life, in your life. So don't be weary in well doing. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Continue to know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, and know that God's hand is on your life. So let us go ahead on and acknowledge our countries on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Zimbabwe. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Hong Kong. We have Hong Kong. We have Mexico. And we have the United Kingdom. Thank you, guys. 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 Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. And always remember that no matter where you may find yourself at, God is still in control, ladies and gentlemen. It may not seem like it right now. The storms of life may be raging, but know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, but we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now, remember to make sure that you guys share that phone number. Please share that phone number. And that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. And those of you all that would like to share your testimony, you're more than welcome to do so. Please make sure that you guys call in and be a part of the conversation on this morning. Thank you so very much. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life and still I hurt you. Lost so many times to supply you again. But I repent, forgive me for my sin. You played it all.
You played
lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm listening.
Amen, 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 amen. I will call on the name of the Lord. I will call on the name of the Lord. Now, I told y'all I felt the need to revisit Psalms 56 and 3. I felt the need to take a look into Psalms 56 and 3. It simply says, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. When I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you. I will trust in you. Now, if you read one of them, if you got one of them real good Bibles, that you is capitalized, that is the uppercase U in my Bible. It says, what this does, ladies and gentlemen, is it puts an identification right up in here, God. This is where they need to hear it at. It puts an indication that I will trust in you. And that you is not a lowercase U, it's an uppercase U, because it identifies that you as being you, God, not you, man, but you, God. If I got any real good Bible readers and you ever heard this thing before, I will trust in you. There's some things that we have to understand that when we put that into place, we have to understand that regardless of what our issue or our condition may be, one of the worst things we can do is take our problems to man. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says, trust in the Lord mm-hmm. with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct the path. Well, one of the most important things that we have to understand is that he is a lamp unto our feet, mm-hmm. and he is a light unto our pathway. But we have to learn how to trust in him. I understand, because I am myself, I've dealt with some things, I've dealt with some situations and circumstances, and I had to turn to other folk. I had to turn to other situations and circumstances, but it was not until I fully gave this thing that God gave to me, this wisdom that God gave to me, I put it into play and realized that the only person that I can really trust while I'm going through what I'm going through is the good Lord up above. Come on, yeah, only person that I really can lean on, because see, my mama got tired because she carried me for a little while. My grandmother got tired and went on the glory, and my daddy got tired and he went on the glory. And see, I can't lean on my wife all the time because sometimes she needs to lean on me. I can't lean on her children all the time because my children need to lean on me. But it's not until we understand that when your situation get a little fearful and things get a little out of control, and your circumstances and your situations, ladies and gentlemen, seem like they're running together. God will do. I'll build this thing in the city of my never dying soul. God will do what no man can do. He'll wipe away your tears. He'll eliminate your fears. He'll give you strength for the journey. He'll give you wisdom, power, and understanding. Just though he slay me, yet will I trust him. See, you got to learn how to get into a place that, well, God is what you see going on around you. He is not giving you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. It's not until we get into that understanding that God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. We have to learn how to understand that God is still in control. Yeah. I ain't going to be on this very long. I told y'all, I'm just going to hit it and quit it. I'm not going to be on here very long. I just wanted to give you a nugget to carry with you this morning. Trust in him. When you are afraid, That word, afraid. Yeah, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, in the midnight hour. See, sometimes we have to learn that that God can and God will create a 25th hour. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you on down the street to your destiny. Watch this here. God will work in the place called fear. Lord, help me right up in here, because if my Bible reading serves me correct, Lord have mercy. He said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of Lord. One translation says the beginning of all understanding. When you begin to fear, see, this is what I want y'all to understand. See, this fear right here, this is not a fear to where you got to be terrified of a hard taskmaster. The fear of reverence and respect, that you're going to take my job, help me, right up in this section right here. You're going to take this thing to the Lord. You're fearful to take it to anybody else, because watch this, you're scared they're going to mess it up. You're afraid that they ain't going to handle it like God handled it. Oh, Lord, can we get real personal? Can we get down and dirty? Can we get real personal? Can we get real? Can I get in your business this morning? Can I get into your Kool-Aid? Can I jump in your oatmeal and your cereal this morning? Come on. Can I help you this morning? Watch the text. Now it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. We have to be afraid not to take it to God, because if we don't take it to God, God, watch this. People will mess it up. Can I help you? And we'll mess it up. Yep, I said it, and I ain't taking it back. Watch this here. We need to be afraid that we're going to mess this thing up, too. We need to be afraid that when we pray, Lord, do it to them, they ain't ready. We got to be afraid that we're going to mess this one right here up. We're going to tear this one right here up. We're going to do some damage to this one right here. We got to be mindful. We got to be mindful. We got to be mindful, people of God, that we don't mess this one right here up. We have to look into it. My God, today you preaching this morning. We got to be mindful to look at it with the eyes of the Lord. Because if we don't look at, oh Lord, if we don't look at it with the eyes of the Lord and walk in that place called, watch this here, face. Walk by faith and not by sight. If we don't look at it, my God, if we don't walk this thing out with our eyes of faith, our ability of faith, our trusting in God, irregardless of what our condition may look like, watch the text. We will mess around here and we will tear something up, because watch this. We have done what we weren't supposed to do. We're trying to take the battle into our own hands. Watch what the text says. The text says the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord. See, we can get fearful. Watch. Do you realize and understand that when we are in the fear of the world, come on, the preacher, you showing out this morning. You really doing something. The fear of the world. When we're in the fear of the world, watch what happens. We're operating out of order. Hello, lights and walls. Can I get about one or two amens in the building? When we operate in fear, we're operating out of the will of the Lord. Because God has said one thing to us. God has introduced one thing to us. God has shown himself mighty in one thing to us. But we're operating out of a place, watch this here, that we shouldn't be operating out of. Oh God, can we just get one or two amen lights and walls? I don't need but one or two amen lights and walls. I got two more points and I'm out of here. The fear, he says, when I am afraid, when I am afraid. See, ah, unless you really, Holy Ghost, you'll mess him up with this one. If you really understand the purpose for fear, you'll understand that when you're going through something that's fearful, you'll understand that fear works in your favor. Fear works in your favor. Now I'm probably gonna tell my age, but when we were younger, my mama would say this to me: "Don't be caught out in these streets." When them street lights come on, because it's gonna be, you know what, to pay the judge. It was the fear, not of the lights coming on, but the fear of operating out of order. When we learn to operate in fear in the order in which it is given, the order, watch this here, there is an order to the understanding that fear. See, fear makes you take a position of trust in God, because if your mindset is set on watching Jesus do what he does best, watching the Lord do what he does best, you'll get to the place to where when you see it all coming apart, you'll go right on to God and say, "God, it's for God I live. It's for God I die. I will trust in the name of the Lord. It's for God I live and it's for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Trust in it. And he will do it. It's my last point. And we out of here. Knowing that in the midst of the trials and tribulations of life, God is not only just able to do what he said he's going to do, but he knows where we are. He knows where we are. Ladies and gentlemen, don't ever be weary about thinking that God don't know where you are. See, fear makes us think that God does not have his eyes on us. You know, the Bible says that if he take care of the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air, and watch this here, the sheep of the field, what makes you think that he will not take care of us? See, a lot of times we just need to just go back to the basics and stop worrying of, "Call God, who am I helping this morning?" Don't go back to your old way of thinking. Don't go back to the old mindset. Don't go back to the old way of life, because it's so easy. It's so easy when you're afraid. It's so easy to go back. It's so easy to go back to slinging dope when oh Lord, you didn't mess around here. You done got me in trouble now. It's so easy to go back to slinging dope when you done got out of the dope game and you just sit up there, and now you working a 9-to-5, and you used to bring it home on a day-to-day basis, $600 to $700 a day, $800 to $900 a day, and now you bringing that home a week. It's easy for the enemy to try to manipulate you. But see, the fear of the Lord will say, "You know what? I got enough respect for God that I'm gonna take this thing to him, and I'm not gonna worry in a place to where I know God is operating and doing what he does best. I understand now that even in the midst of all that we go through, that God is not only just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Y'all join us tonight for Bible study. I got something that I want to impart into your spirit on tonight. Y'all join us for Bible study. Those of y'all who are listening in via the app or the World Wide Web, as they say. You guys are listening in on Blog Talk. Y'all click in onto click in onto the Abba House and listen in tonight. God has a word for you guys tonight. We're blessed to be a blessing. And we thank you guys for this opportunity to share with you on tonight, because we know, on this morning, because we understand and know that even in the midst of all that you go through, God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He will wipe away the tears from your eyes. He will encourage your heart. He will strengthen you when you're weak. He will build you up in your most weakened places. He will give you understanding in the place where there's a lack of knowledge. He is not only God, but he is God all by himself. So with that being said, trust in him. Trust in him, and he'll do the miraculous. He'll do the miraculous. He will do the miraculous in your life. Just trust in him. Lend me your heart as we pray. Gracious eternal Father, we thank you for establishing us in the word on today. God, we thank you for, God, when we get to this place called fear. Father, we won't only just trust in you, but Lord, we'll know that we could trust that you will do what you said you're going to do. You'll reestablish and establish us on every single hand. Father, we thank you for birthing inside of us, God, that we need on a day-to-day basis. God, for it is in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you that we have our being. We cannot do anything without you. And for that, God, we give your name praise. For that, we give your name glory. For that, we give your name honor. For that, we give your name dominion. And we say, bless the name of the Lord. And we thank you, O God. God, for those that were under the sound of our voices this morning, God. God, that were shifted and changed and transformed simply by the listening and the hearing of your word on today. God, it's by the foolishness of preaching that men are saved. Miracles happen through the foolishness of preaching. Father, we thank you all through this country, all over this world, God, we thank you for your word being established inside of us. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, those of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice right now, you may be in a place right now to where you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Excuse me. It's simply a word that we want to share, a passage of scripture that we want to share with you. And those of you all that would like to give your life to Christ, after we share this passage of scripture and we pray for you, for those that are seeking salvation, we want you to go to the Worldwide Gospel Connect. I'm sorry, go to the Abba House connection there. You can connect with us there. You can also connect with us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can connect with us there. And just go and click on the link and go into the messenger board and tell us that you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. And we will most definitely pray for you and pray with you and pray you through. Amen. So lend me your hearts, gracious, this morning. Gracious Father, God, we are praying for those that are desiring, God, to be closer with you. In the book of Romans 10 and 9, it simply says that if they confess with their mouth and that they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they will be saved. Father, we thank you for coming into the room and saving those that are under the sound of our voice. God, we thank you for giving them hope. God, as they sit now, God, and they surrender themselves to you, God, they're lending their hearts to you right now. They're turning their hearts back toward you. Father, we pray that you would touch them in a mighty way. Build them up on their most weakened side. Give them strength. Give them wisdom and give them power to let them know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose, and that your purpose has power, and the power thereof that they are able to walk in it. Father, in the gracious and mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, God, we pray, God, that you would just pull them close to you and let them know that all things are working together for their good. Now, there are those, God, that may have been under the sound of our voice, God, God, that has not been able to make that decision on today. But, Lord, we pray today. We pray today, God, that you would give them the understanding, give them the wisdom, give them the knowledge, God, that time is winding up. And, God, they have to make that decision ASAP. They have to make that decision like yesterday. But, Lord, give them the grace, God. God, not to die in it, but, Lord, to give them the time to make the decision. Father, we pray for them today. God, that you would strengthen them on their every weakened side. And let them know that even in this, that you are not only just God, but you are God all by yourself. And beside you, my God, there is no other. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, those of you all that are under the sound of our voice that would like to share on this morning and giving, you can do so by going to your Cash App. And that Cash App is WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You can also go to your PayPal, and that is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And you can go to your Zelle, and your Zelle, go to your bank on your Zelle. You can go to your Zelle, and the phone number that's attached to that Zelle is 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can connect with either one of those places there. Those of you all that would like to send us here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you'd like to send a financial blessing to us, you could do so by going to posting your letter to 1000 Greens Road, and that's in Houston, Texas, and the zip is 77060, and the box number is 1809. Again, that box number is 1809. The address one more time is 1000 Greens Road, and that's in Houston, Texas, and that's zip is 77060, and the box number is 1809. Thank you guys so much for listening and being a part of today's broadcast. We pray that something was said or done, or maybe a prayer was prayed or a word was said that encouraged your heart. We pray that all things are made well for you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
the devil does.